The sausage cakes is shrinking.
I want everybody down here immediately. Is the car ready?
Yes.
Did you order a good dinner? David!
Good morning, everybody.
Everything is excellent, Miss Fanny. You have been asking the same questions for a week. You have made the kitchen very nervous.
Joseph, why did you ring that air raid alarm again?
Ain't me, Mr. David. I don't like no noise. Miss Fanny said to start it.
Good morning, David.
Tell Fred to leave the car. I'll drive to the station.
Yes, sir.
Mama, I think we'll fix up the chicken house for you as a playroom. We'll hang the room with bells, and you can go into your second childhood in the proper privacy.
I find it very interesting. You sleep soundly, you rise at your usual hour, although your sister, whom you haven't seen in years, is waiting at the station.
Oh, she's not waiting at the station. The train does not come in until 10 minutes past 12.
It's almost that now.
Really, Miss Fanny, contain yourself. It is 9:20?
And I have not slept soundly, and I have been up since 6 o'clock.
The Balkans aren't down yet. Where are they?
I don't know.
Oh, there's nothing in your mail, Mr. David. Only the usual advertisement.
And for me, that is all that is ever likely to come here.
I cannot, of course, speak for Miss Fanny. I have never opened a letter in my life.
I know. You don't have to. For you, they fly open.
It's true. You're a snooper, Anise. I rather admire it. It shows an interest in life. You know, I've been lying awake most of the night wondering what Papa would have thought about Sarah. He'd have been pleased, wouldn't he? I always find myself wondering...